What's going on, broski? It's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and I'm here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio recording episode number 66 of the TR Expert Talks. Yeah, buddy. So, yeah, we got the double sace up in here, working on that double sace. So today we got a little, it's Thursday, and I got a little throwback for you. This is one of my very, very, very first talks. When I was just like getting my feet wet, I used to have these talks that I did every Tuesday, and then I kind of went on to like every day for a little bit. I'm actually trying to look through my archives. I can't find those videos yet, those ones I did every day. But as I said, this is one of my very first talks, so I think it's going to be kind of interesting. It's one of my talks where I talked about not being your feelings. So like not identifying with your feelings in the sense that like you can feel something, but you're not necessarily your feelings. So yeah, it's a little different. Like I said, it's not exactly what we do for the TR Expert Talks. This is more like the General Fitness Company cast action. So yeah, we'll go ahead and just get it underway. Without further ado, episode number 66. Throwback Thursday. Lego! What's going on? It's another Thoughtful Tuesday. Just hanging out here, going for a little walk in the woods. What I wanted to talk to you today about was the fact that a lot of people, you know, actually, not too long ago, one of my students from the Project Selfie just graduated. It's pretty cool. I'm really excited for her. It's my first, role. Dealing with helping people in something other than a physical sense. But I thought that was pretty cool. You know, we helped her stop her addiction to soda. She went from not working out at all to 3 hours a week, I should say. And she's looking to increase more. And she also changed her job. So it's like all these things happen with a 10-week span. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, one thing that I thought that was really interesting, was afterward when we talked about, you know, her progress and, you know, my progress, I guess, as well, you know, with, helping her and, people like her. And it's really funny because, I see this in myself and I see this in a lot of other people and I see this in a lot of my personal training clients. That transformation, that little change, that thing that she did to, you know, increase her income and stop her addiction and, you know, start living a more physically healthy lifestyle. At the end of the day, she didn't even realize that it had happened. You know, it was just a short, it was 10 weeks. And for that to actually happen in such a short amount of time, it amazed me, but it also amazed her. And she didn't even realize it until I pointed it out to her. I thought that was pretty cool. So it really goes to show you that it's your mindset, whatever you think in your mind, like if you believe it's going to be difficult, if you believe your change is going to be difficult, it's going to be difficult. If you believe it's going to be easy, it's going to be easy. It's just really a matter of mindset. You know, you're in charge of your own life and anything that, you know, that happens, well, most of the things that happen, you're responsible for, or at least the very minimum, you're responsible for how you feel. Okay. You may not be able to change if it's going to actually be difficult, but you can definitely change how you feel about the situation. Feel it's going to be difficult, if you feel that it's like, you know, impossible or whatnot. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. I just, like I said, I'm really excited for the new graduate of Project, my first graduate, I should say, of Project Selfie. We have a few more people coming out, coming through the woodworks. That'll be graduating real soon. So thank you for sharing, and thank you to everybody that's, you know, it's helping me to help you. All right, so that's my thought for this Tuesday. You'll probably catch me a little bit later on. I have to get my my day two of the 22-day challenge. So, yeah, stay posted because it might be kind of epic. All right, take care. Yeah, so what a throwback, huh? Yeah, that was one of my very first talks, actually. It was one of my first talks when I first started Project Selfie. I recorded that after my first graduate of Project Selfie. Project Selfie's actually since changed. It's transformed and kind of morphed into something a little bit different. Before, it was a coaching, private consulting type
type of service that I was doing. And I realized that, you know, it's good. It definitely helped out the few people that had joined it, because, you know, it's always good to have someone that has an outside perspective to help you with your obstacles and whatnot. But the thing is that I could only help one person at a time, and I wasn't charging at all, actually. So the thing is that, like, it just wasn't something that I could sustain and still devote as much time as I wanted to. So it's transformed and morphed into a private Facebook group, and actually it's growing. And if you are familiar with this here podcast, and if you heard a few episodes, you might have caught my Fulfillment Friday podcast. Some of those I actually ripped the audio from our live call. So you know, if you want to hear it firsthand, you actually want to see my face and see me talking about these same topics that we talk about on Fridays, you can jump in on the group. But also, we don't only have, you know, Friday live calls, but I use Project Selfie as almost like my inner circle. So the people that really want to get down and dirty and actually start solving some issues and try to actually make some waves and changing their lives, that's the group you want to join. And that's, like I said, it's called Project Selfie. It's not spelled as you might think. It's spelled project, as you would normally would spell project, but selfie is spelled SELFFY, for sustainable expressions of love for and from you. Yeah, buddy. So I made that up, trademarked, got a website. So if you're looking on GoDaddy right now to buy projectselfie.com, too late. I got it. Anyways, yeah, I would love for you to join that group, because, you know, I'm all about helping people. It just makes me feel good inside to help people out in any way I can. And if I don't help people personally, I love to direct people that to professionals or other people that might be able to help a little bit more. In fact, in that group, we actually have a therapist. So if I can't help you, she sometimes jumps in and gives us a little guidance to where we might want to start thinking. So yeah, Project Selfie on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, check it out. Look for it, Project SELFFY. All right, we'll pick back up tomorrow with our Fulfillment Friday. I may or may not have that live call for you, but if I do, it's gonna be a good one. All right, so that does it for my day. I really appreciate you listening, and as always, keep good company.